Morning, dear listeners. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And yeah, I think it's the right time to thank Matias Angala. And this is an opportunity to listen to Early Morning Scoop. As it has always been the case, this is your economic developmental conversational program. This is a program that we discuss aspect of business, we discuss aspect of development, we discuss issues of trade, and we discuss everything that is related to governance. So this is your platform. This is also your platform that we look at global issues. We look at issues of continental affairs. And indeed, we look at issues of national affairs. So that's why in this morning, wherever you are finding yourself, we are always greeting you and we are always giving you the words of encouragement. Whatever you do, make sure that, you do it to the best of your abilities. Make sure that whatever you do, to the best of your ability. So on this Friday, always indicating to you that, you are at the right time, you are at the right place, at the right time, and you are exactly where you are supposed to be. That's why when you get an opportunity to listen to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe, when you get an opportunity to listen to Eagle FM Namibia, I think and I understand that you made the right choice. And indeed, this is also your platform where you will be able to contribute to the national development. This is also the platform that you will be able to contribute to issues of governance and indeed everything which affect our bread and butter. So this is your Early Morning Conversational Development Program. This is where we look at what are those things that we have done well as a country and what are those things that we did not do well and how can we move forward. So we are always indicating to you, that at this point in time, when you find yourself in a situation or when we look at where Namibia is for the past 35 years, there are things that we are also looking at to say, no, here the government have done well, here the citizens have done well, here the private sector have improved, here the NGOs, the non-governmental organization, the fourth estate, which is media, have done well. And there are also things that we are also saying to say, in this case, we need to improve. In this case, we need to adjust. In this case, we need to make sure that we change the formula and we change the modus of operandi. We change the game plan and indeed to make sure that we get Namibia where it has to go. So that's why at this platform, we are encouraging constructive criticism. At this platform, we are encouraging views from different perspectives. And indeed, at this platform, we are encouraging those who did research and also those who understand economic and governance matters. So when you look at where the country is, when you look at, for example, youth unemployment, when you look at a combination of unemployment in Namibia, where it's beyond 50%, where we are leading in SADC region, when you look at issues of economic inequality, you also be able to understand that there are things that we still need to work on as we continue to be the highest or the second highest unequal nation in the world, second to South Africa. And this has really put a burden into our development. It has also put a burden into those who have power and also ability to move our country forward, whether it's a government, whether it's private sector, whether it's NGO, or whether it's individuals at large. Apart from the issues of unemployment, there's also an issue of energy sector. Regardless of Namibia having natural resources such as uranium, regarding Namibia being the third largest producer of uranium in the world, we are still struggling with electricity. Which continue to be expensive, and we are always saying why our economy is always on a defensive mode, when it's coming to issues of energy. There is always an issue of subsidizing. And we're also asking the question to say, what is the sustainability of subsidizing energy? So apart from that, they are cutting across issues that we always try to bring in this platform, especially when you look at where the country want to go. If you analyze issues of national development priorities, national developmental plan, which look at improving Namibian economy, when you look at the issues of how the government have been complaining, how people have been complaining, especially when it's coming to additional values to mineral resources, and also when it's coming to production of full products that can be sold at at an international market. So those are cutting across issues that we discussed at this platform. Those are cutting across issues that we discussed at this platform. We interrogate them and we also compare them, not only to speak about just views and opinions, but we base our argument, we base our discussions on facts, we base our discussion on research, we base our discussions on report, especially when you look at, for example, the reports of African peer review mechanisms and also many other things. Yes, on top of that, we are indicating to you, especially when we speak about the report on African peer review mechanism, especially report on coherence of policy, implementation, and also policy planning, which indicated that, countries like Namibia, we are still struggling with policy coherence. We still have a fragmentation, or we still have a division between institution which are supposed to make policies and institution which are implementing those policies, and there is a need for collaboration. That's why we are also looking at this report. We look at issues of trade balance to say, what is Namibia making per month? What is Namibia losing per month? What are some of the minerals that we are still selling as at the raw material level? And what are some of the minerals that we are still buying from other countries and reselling? And what is the state of our food security? Because at this platform, when you speak about development, when you speak about governance, when you speak about issues of, development in general, we don't only look at infrastructure development. We don't only look at how the economy is growing, but we look at how human beings develop themselves. That is the aspect of human development. Are Namibians having ability and also capacity also to make sure that they enjoy the natural resources, and also they have the basic needs such as food, shelter, water, and also security. We look at those aspects. That's why we are saying this is it's a program that you should listen to. It's a program that you should listen to, because we don't just talk in general, because we also invite experts. We also invite experts to say, if you are an expert in issues of governance, how can we move forward? If you are an expert on issues of economy, how can we move forward? And what are some of the measures that we need to come up with? So before we go to what we have on the table today, it's very important also to make sure that we indicate to you how you can get connected with us, how you can get connected to us. So for those of you who would like to connect with us, or for those of you who do not want to miss out, especially when it's coming to issues of trade, development, and also issues of governance, make sure that you follow Eagle FM Namibia at all our social media platform. Follow Eagle FM Namibia on Facebook. Just go to Facebook, follow Eagle FM Namibia, share and like our page. And when you do that, you bought yourself a free luxury of having access to Eagle FM products, having access to Eagle FM updates, and also you will not miss out, particularly when it's coming to issues of economic updates, issues of governance, what is happening around the world, what is happening in terms of tariffs, what is happening in terms of what is the impact of, for example, Ukraine and the Russian war on our economy, what is the impact of conflict between Palestine and Israel on our economy, what are the impact, what are the direct impact of Trump's tariffs to South Africa, and how are they going to impact Namibia. So like and share our page, Eagle FM Namibia, and when you do that, those who are following you will also get an opportunity to follow us, will also get an opportunity to follow us, and also get opportunity to not miss out when it's coming to economic issues. And interestingly, we also have the Villager newspaper. That is our e-paper. The Villager newspaper is an e-paper that is coming out every Monday, every Wednesday, and indeed every Friday. So when you share and follow the Villager newspaper, platform, when you share and like the Villager newspaper platform, you bought yourself a luxury. You have an access to that e-paper that is only talking about bread and butter issue, because that is where we cover trade, that is where we cover governance, that where we cover political decisions, that is where we cover food security. What are we doing in terms of food security? That's why we are always saying, if you are a student of international relations, if you are a student of governance, if you are a student of business, if you are a student of monitoring and evaluation, if you are a developmental enthusiast, do not miss out. Do not miss out, especially when it's coming to economic matters, and make sure that the Villager newspaper is part of your sources of information. Make sure that the Villager newspaper is part of your sources of information. If you are a student, you are in academia, there are always requirements, particularly when you are in the field of research, to say, make sure that you reference peer review reports, peer review journals. Make sure that you have up to date sources. So when you have access to the Villager newspaper, we give you that platform, and this is going to give you a tip of what is happening in the economic area, that is happening in the developmental area, and you use that the Villager newspaper as a source of your information, and also as a fundamental point of departure when you are expanding your research capacity, when you are looking for those information. That is why we are always indicating to you that make sure that the Villager newspaper is part of your sources of information. On top of that, you can also download Eagle FM app. You can also download the Eagle FM app, because there are always those who are asking questions. There are always those who are asking relevant questions to say, Eagle FM Namibia, why are we not connected to you? Where are you? Why are we not connected to you? Are you out of the system? Why is the frequency is fluctuating? Or why at this area in Namibia, the radio is not connected? We are saying the world has moved so fast. The world has moved so fast to that extent that when the world has moved so fast, now people are moving toward the world of digitalization. People are moving toward the world of advancement in terms of development. People are moving toward the world of using digital platform and also apps. So that's why we are saying, for you to be up to date and for you not to miss out, especially when it's coming to news, when it's coming to trade affairs, when it's coming to economic insight, make sure that you download Eagle FM app. Go to your Play Store, go to your App Store, then you download Eagle FM app. Because when you do that, you can be able to listen to the programs which are on air, and you can also be able to listen to the previous programs, that is through the podcast. And on top of that, you can also follow us online, or you can also just go online and type in Eagle FM Namibia, press home, and you'll be able to listen to the programs which are on air. And what is very interesting about the app is that even if you were busy during the time a certain program was played on air, you can also go back and follow up. You can go back and follow up and find out what is the content and the context of that program. Then you can listen to it at your own time, at your own pace, at your own time, and also at your own pace. So apart from that, we also have Imba App. Imba App is a digital version of Hymnbook. Imba App is a digital version of Hymnbook, and that is your Ehangano in Oshuambo, that is your Maimburiro in Osherero. Then we also have Afrikaans, we have Sirozi, and many other local Namibian languages. So in this world where people are required to sing from the hymn book, you find yourself at an event, or you find yourself at an event where you are required to sing from a hymn book, or you are required to give respect. Either you are at somebody's wedding, you are at a graduation party, you are at a send-off party, even a life unfortunate event such as funeral or death in a family or death of a friend of a loved one, which are inevitable because we are human beings, and you are required to sing from a hymn book. Do not worry, do not scratch your head if you find yourself in a situation that you do not have a hymn book. So just make sure that, you know, you download Imba app and you can Imba with us, and you'll be able to access those hymn songs, and you can follow through, and you make your life so easy. Because dear listeners, in the world of advancement, is no more about working with a hammer. It's no more about working so hard to that extent that you will not find smart and better strategies on how to deal with issues. That's why we are always indicating to you that in the world of digitalization, those who are good at solving problems using smart ways of accessing information and also smart ways of saving time and energy are those who are going to be happy, and also are those who are going to make sure that, they are at the forefront of development, not only in terms of infrastructure, but development in general. So apart from that, you can also advertise with us. Because we are always indicating to you, we are always telling to you that money invested in advertisement is money on the way back to you. Money invested in advertisement is money on the way back to you. So you can talk to Meme Monica Ipinge, that is our marketing manager. You can talk to Meme Monica Ipinge so that you can be able to buy airtime on air. You do your investment. And that's why we are always indicating to you that money invested in advertisement is money on the way to come back to the investor, because we have a coverage. We have a coverage of the digital platform. We have thousands of followers. And the interesting thing also about investing in advertisement with radio is that you'll be able to cover not only attracting customers which are within Namibia, but also those who are outside the country, because we are indicating to you that our app is working everywhere. And when you do that, you can be able to buy yourself a luxury and also have access to those potential customers. And indeed, you can also advertise with us through the Villager newspaper. That is your economic paper. Give your advertisement there. Pay little as you can. And indeed, you will find your revenue. You'll find your revenue through accessing of those clients, through accessing of those potential customers. That's why we are indicating to you that deal with us so that you will make your life easier, then you expand your revenue, especially SMEs, smaller businesses, those who want to find themselves. Make sure that you find an advertisement platform, and indeed you make sure that you engage at that level, because When you do that, it's easy to connect, and also it's easy to do business. So, before we go to what we have on the table, sorry, it's also very important also to understand that Namibia is at a very critical juncture. Especially when it's coming to development, especially when it's coming to issues of investment. Because when you look at what is happening in Namibia, not 2 months ago, when we attended oil and gas event, where you have thousands of investors across the world coming to Namibia to do investment, where we also have to find out about the report, which also indicating that Namibia is a wealthy nation. Namibia is a wealthy country, where at this point in time in 2025, we are number one in Africa in terms of attracting investment, which means that thousands of business people, thousands of investors, thousands of interested parties are coming to Namibia, putting their money on Namibian resources with the aim of getting revenue. On top of that, we are just concluding concluding a green hydrogen global African summit, green hydrogen global African summit, where you have various investors, various trade partners, government officials, which are looking at where Namibia is going, where the country is going in terms of green hydrogen sector. And it's a very interesting news. That's why I'm always telling, especially young people, adults, young business people, make sure that when you're coming up with your business, you are also strategically aligning your business with what is happening in the country, and you are strategically aligning your business with the current trends in the market, and how are you going to contribute to these discoveries of natural resources in Namibia, and how you are going to contribute to that value chain. So today we are going to look at issues of governance. We are going to look at issues of governance, and we are going to ask ourselves difficult questions. And we are also going to be joined by the professor of psychology. Especially when it's coming to issues of governance. And the main focus is going to be on new recruitment tools that are being used to select best candidates, new recruitment tools that are going to be used or that are used in the Namibian market in order to make sure that you select best employees that are going to deliver on the deliverables of your project, that are going to deliver on the deliverables of your institution. Because why are we here? Why are we going to be engaged in that discussion? We are going to be engaged into that discussion because you know why? Because we understand that when it's coming to the Namibian structure, when it's coming to the Namibian market, when it's coming to the governance of Namibian SOEs, we have experience and we have seen how things have been done. We have seen the corporate fights between CEOs, chairperson of the boards, employees fighting here and there, executives, and misunderstanding also of policy line, misunderstanding also of governance structure, and also a lot of commotions, particularly between town councils, village councils, and the Minister of Urban and Rural Development. Now, the question that we are asking ourselves is that how come a leader of a town council, for example, a leader of an SOE who is recruited, who has qualifications in governance and policies, we have qualifications in law, we have qualifications in business. These are the corporate executives who have qualifications, who have MBAs. Why are they failing to deliver on their deliverables? Those are some of the questions that we are going to ask this morning. And we are also going to ask these questions to say, what are the implications? What are the implications this have on the economy of Namibia, and what is it saying about Namibian development? Because if you understand very well, major critical SOEs in Namibia, they have acting CEOs. Look at NAMCO, acting CEO. NASFAF, you have acting CEO. You have MITCO, you have interim CEO. You have NIDA. I don't know even what is happening there. You have many other institutions. Some institutions such as in Namibia, they even disappeared. Then the question that we're asking ourselves is that were these people who were recruited not recruited correctly? Were the tools of analysis, were the tools of testing the characters, the ability of these people to perform on the deliverables, were those tools that were used not correct tools, or there are some interventions which were done? If there are some interventions which were done, what can we do? What can we do in order to make sure that we improve on the recruitment of best candidates who are contributing positively to the development of the organization, who are contributing positively to the upliftment of Namibian lives, and who are contributing positively to the Namibian that we want? Because we have, for example, NDP6, we have national developmental plans, we have national priorities which are very clear of growing our economy, priorities which are very clear of, recruiting our young people into the market, priorities which are very clear on adding values to our resources. But the question is that, are we not taking best candidates? Do we have political influence in critical issues which were supposed to be independent? Are we looking at the aspect of cadre deployment? So that's why today in this morning, I'll be joined by Professor Wills Peters from University of Namibia. He's a professor of psychology, and he and his colleagues, they came up with a psychometric tool, which is tested and funded by Namibia Scientific Research Commission, especially when it's coming to developmental issues, especially when it's coming to recruitment, and used as a supplement when it's coming to recruitment of best candidates, and also when it's coming to recruitment of top executives who will contribute to the development of or achievement of the strategy of the institution that they are going to find themselves in, and also to make sure that at the end of the day, these mini goals within those institutions will contribute to the overall goals of Namibia, because we do not have a luxury of time. We do not have a luxury of time. There are things which we could have already solved 35 years ago, but we are still struggling with them. And I'm going to engage with Professor Peters. I'm going to engage with him and ask him questions to say, what are we not doing right from a psychological perspective, from the tool of analysis that you are using? Who is going to use them? And what is the degree of success of that tool of analysis? Because I understand very well, especially when it's coming to the tools of analysis which are used when it's coming to recruitment, there are some measures and there are also some areas which need improvement. There are some areas which need improvement, but with innovation, there is always a better way of getting things right, and there is always a better way of serving the people. Because at the end of the day, if this tool of analysis, if this psychometric test tool of analysis is adopted to all Namibian institution, we'll be able to recruit people not only based on their surnames, but based on what they can do for the country. Because at the end of the day, we must deliver on the deliverables. Interestingly, I'm also going to engage the professor, particularly based on the new industries. Because when you have new industries, you have new mechanisms. When you have new industries like green hydrogen sector, like oil and gas, you also need to recruit local people. But when you have a new industry, you also need new people who understand what skills. You need HR managers who understand what skills are needed in oil and gas, what skills are needed in high voltage electricity, what skills are needed when it's coming to the project of green hydrogen. And we are also going to look at what is the complementary role that this tool of analysis or this psychometric test tool of analysis will do and will contribute especially to the development of this institution. But what is very interesting is also that when you look at, for example, the context of Namibia, apart from policy coherence report of African peer review mechanism, there is also a report on the management of natural resources, which pointed out the fragmentation and the incompetence of SOEs in Namibia and also SOEs in Africa in general. And that report of 2025 of African, supported by African peer review mechanism, the governance report on natural resources, pointed out that the SOEs are also not well managed. SOEs are also not well independent or given enough power. And also, what are some of the recommendations that can be used, you know, in order to make sure that the leadership of SOEs are improved and the deliverables are delivered? Now, while we are there, before we engage the professor, it's also quite crucial, especially where we are now in Namibia, where the government put a stop on the recruitment of board members to state-owned enterprises, while they are busy analyzing or evaluating the the Public Enterprise Governance Act of 2019, that is PEGA Act, in order to make sure that what are the loopholes, how do we align this, and how can we move forward as a country, and how can we manage our natural resources. So in terms of recruitment process, in terms of recruitment process and this tool of analysis, stay tuned. We are going to be joined shortly with we're going to be joined by the professor of psychology from University of Namibia, this Professor Peters, who is going to assist us and also explain the tool of analysis which is being used in recruitment of best employees. So stay tuned. Stay tuned.
Yes, we are continuing with business and environmental related aspect. We are here at Make Your Hotel at Global African Green Hydrogen Summit. And, you know, we meet various players in the industry, meet academicians, we meet business people and also various exhibitors, engineers and researchers. However, today, I'm very happy to also get into the conversation with Prof. Peters. He's from Department of Higher Education and Lifelong Learning. He's a trained psychologist and academicians, just to engage us, particularly in the recruitment process and also some of the system that is being used in selecting best, you know, best employees and also best industrial leaders. Because we in Namibia, we always talk about enhancing human capital, but what is the selection process that we are using in order to engage or in order to recruit the best employees that contribute to national development? So, Professor Peters, good morning, and how are you doing?
Good morning, I'm well, and thank you for the opportunity to speak to you and the listeners, the readers.
Yes, no, it's quite very interesting. I was so fascinated to see particularly the aspect of recruitment and selection psychometric tool that is being run, or you heading and with your colleagues. Maybe what is this psychometric tool, and what is the relevance of this, especially in the job market, to industries, and also to those who are trying to recruit the best employees also?
Yes, thank you for the question. We are part of a group of researchers, myself, Professor Poonam Daka, yeah, and Dr. Annelisa Murangi. Yeah. We got a grant through the NCRST funded by the African Center for Science and Technology. Yeah. The purpose of our project is to develop a Namibia recruitment and selection tool. Currently within Namibia, there's no recruitment selection tool that is standardized, meaning relevant for our people within Namibia. So what we are trying to do is to develop our own tool for the Namibian population that we could use for recruitment and selection. Mm. Now, usually you would see that as part of the recruitment and selection process, yeah, specifically when we're talking about mid-level or senior management, it can take up to 5 days of testing and recruitment and selection procedures. Yeah. So our task is to develop one test for the Namibian population that looks at all industries and all levels of employees, mm-hmm, which is quite a mammoth task. Mm. But also, this task, this tool can also be used in conjunction with other instruments like an interview, yeah, or other techniques relevant within the market. And I think the challenge is that we, also what you alluded to is that if we have better recruitment and selections, yeah, procedures in place, yeah, then we would not have challenges with dismissing people that are not performing or that's not fitting within the organization.
Yes, Prof, let us look at the accuracy and the relevance of this tool, because, you know, we always believe that when I use a certain system, and it's a guarantee, if this system gives me 80% of the results of what I want or the characters which I want, the other 20% of the result, I can upskill them, or what this person is lacking, I can also train this person. But now, what is the accuracy of this psychometric tool, and also how is it going to be relevant, particularly to the new industries?
We are done with the pilot testing phase, and what we found with the pilot testing is that all of the different dimensions, specifically for normal employees and leadership within the organization, are high in terms of their levels of reliability. So what we are saying is that the tool also went through certain standards of
quality checks.
Yeah.
We consulted with industry experts, psychometrists, human resource practitioners, industrial psychologists, researchers,
yeah.
and the tool has been validated to be valid and also reliable.
Yeah.
Hopefully within the next few months, we will be able to do the standardization. But currently with the pilot testing, the results look very good for us. And it's exceeding the normal levels of reliability. So we are confident in the tool, and we hope that in future it can be used not just only for recruitment selection,
yeah.
but also for training and development to upskill the future generation.
Yes, before we go to the new industry, especially oil and gas and green hydrogen, let us look at Namibia corporate sector. You know, I was very fascinated and also interested in looking at Namibia corporate industry. And they are saying the SOEs are the backbone of development because they were supposed to run business for the government. But we see a boardroom punch fight. Somebody's recruited with all the qualification, all the MBAs and the CAs. But after 2 days, the person is on suspension. Industries, institutions, even those who are supposed to run corporate-related training, they are also failing to do that. We see, and we are asking yourself is to say, if Namibia SOEs, who have a lot of people from business who are supposed to run this,
yeah.
are not able to produce best leaders, what is the problem? What system are they using? And how is this new recruitment system that you are using going to assist in that regard?
What we are saying is, and I would not advocate for it to only use one tool, for example, or one method.
Yeah.
I think a multiple method would be the best approach,
yeah.
Because what you are seeing is that in some tools you will find a few red flags
yeah.
that could also be confirmed or denied by other tools.
Mm.
So we are not saying that we should only be using our tool. What we are saying is that this tool could be used in conjunction with other methods, such
yeah.
as an interview or other tools, to support what we are saying. I think there could be some challenges with the recruitment of senior management within the public enterprises. Some of it could be to the education system, what we are teaching our graduates, but I think it could also be stemming from the recruitment and selection process itself. I think there's also with some public enterprises there's a lot of influence from outside the organization,
yeah, yeah.
And I think a lot of these institutions having political influence,
yeah.
it also influences the recruitment and selection process. What I am saying is that yes, do not use only one test, and I think it can be improved with our test to select the best individual, because what we are also advocating for is to try and recruit the best employee for the possible job, or to identify areas of improvement instead of trying to have challenges at the end, suspending the people and not them functioning regarding the objectives of the organization.
Yes, before we go to the last question, maybe just from your own experience, especially when it's coming to running institutions, let me give example, for example, NAMPOWER or NAMWATER. Do I need a CEO who has a background in engineering or technical related stuff, or I need somebody who is in line with leadership or just MBAs? Because you say, it's very interesting also to see it's an engineering institution and they want somebody with an MBA. But I used to think, maybe why can't you put somebody who is an engineer for that matter? What do you think, especially when it's coming to leadership or taking leaders?
I think a lot of it has to do with what are the key performing areas of this individual. If he or she needs to make decisions or sign off on things related to the profession, like engineering,
yeah.
then I think background in engineering would be advantageous. But I think if it's a leadership position, I think the emphasis should be on the leadership competencies of that individual and not necessarily the industry in which he or she would be working.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a lot of it is dependent on what the individual needs to be doing in that specific post.
Mm-hmm. Yes, maybe the last question, we look at green industry, we look at oil and gas. These are some of the new industries which are promising in Namibia. However, it's still a testing water to some of the Namibians. What do you think is the best way, especially from the start, when you are recruiting people, what do you think is the best way, particularly, or what is the benefit of the tool that you are using in recruiting best people, and also to have the project taking off with good pace?
I think our tool is quite diverse. We did a literature search across Africa.
Yeah.
So I think the tool may not only be relevant. I think it's not standardized to other regions within Africa.
Yeah.
It's only standardized for the Namibian population now.
Yeah.
But I think the skills and competences that we require, it's not only relevant to one industry. So even with the green hydrogen, gas and oil industries, I think the competences that we are assessing within our tool is relevant across all competencies. And I think what also beneficial about our tool is that it can be used for employees that's not within management, the normal level employees, but it can also be used for management or leadership specific positions. And I think that's quite beneficial for the tool. The tool is also having different sections that can be used on its own or as part of the complete test. And I think that's also advantageous for the recruiters and the selectors. They can choose and pick what they want, but the test should be relevant to all employees across the different industries.
Yes, Prof. Peters, maybe your last input, either to industrial leaders or either to institutions and to anybody out there who also, maybe I have my small SME, but I don't want to make a mistake because losing investment in Namibia to take you time to recover, but I want to recruit the best employees. What is your message? And particularly in using this tool, is it expensive to use or do we need only academicians to come and assist us?
I think who can use the tool, it should be people that are trained within recruitment and selection. So usually your HR tech practitioners or your industrial organization psychologist or psychometrist.
Uh-huh.
What we are doing is that we will be hosting a conference from the 21st to the 23rd of October.
Mm-hmm.
Where we'll be launching the tool, but also offering a workshop. So we are inviting industry stakeholders to come, be part of the conference.
Where is that?
The conference will be held in Windhoek.
Yeah.
It's the psychology conference, hosted by the UNAM Psychology and Social Work Department.
Yeah.
21st to 23rd, you can go onto the UNAM website and get more information about the conference.
Yeah.
Be part of the workshop. Ask us the tough and difficult questions.
Yeah.
Try the test out for yourself. And hopefully the more we use this test, the more we can also establish relevance and support for the test, and will also be used in future. We are planning to commercialize the test. We don't know the figures yet, how much it would be costing, but the idea is to be affordable and relevant to all recruitment and selection agencies.
Yes, thank you very much, Prof, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, have a good day.
Yes, dear listeners, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop. We are looking at the aspect of economic development. We are looking at analysis that was given by Professor Peters, especially when it's coming to aspect of psychometric test. So we understand that one of the pillars of National Development Plan number 6 is effective governance and also a public service delivery. And you can only have that. You can only have that if you have well-trained SOE executives who can deliver on their deliverables, where you have well-trained or people who are recruited not only on the basis of cadre deployment, not only on the basis of cadre deployment, not only recruited on the base on political affiliation, but people who are deployed in terms of their capabilities and also capacity to drive national economic development. So when you look at SOEs, when you look at institutions which are critical to national development, you will be able to realize that in most cases, political influence has something to do, especially with the appointment. But based on what Professor have said, he indicated that this psychometric test will be able to test the strength and also the weakness of the candidates, especially when they are applying for those positions, when they are applying for the position of becoming captains of industry. That's why when it's coming to the aspect of corporate governance, you'll be able to realize that it's a critical requirement, especially when it's coming to national development and also management of natural resources. Yeah, when you look at the report of African peer review mechanism on management of natural resources, you'll be able to realize that SOE management and resource or natural resource management, particularly the marine, the minerals, are at the center of those studies, especially with African peer review mechanisms, and also giving SOEs power and also capacity to make sure that they deliver on the deliverables, then you'll be able also to realize that that's where you have to, that is the center of national development. Looking at the Namibian context, because we have already indicated to say most of the critical SOEs, so when you look at for example, NAMCO, which is dealing with oil. When you look at NASFAF, which is dealing with the funds of, you know, students at high institutions. When you look at, the NIDA, we don't know if it's liquidated, integrated back to the ministry, or they're still an acting CEO. The institution which was established almost 7 years ago, but just made the profit once and only produced one financially audited financial statement, then you'll be able to realize that we have a long way to go. That's why looking at this aspect of psychometric tests as it's recommended and also as it's presented by the University of Namibia psychologist and also professional within that field, you'll be able also to see that for us to move forward and also for us to drive national development agenda, we don't only need to use traditional tools that we have been using for the past 35 years, but we need to look at new ways. We need to support innovation. And we need to support those priority, fields which are looking at upgrading the way we do things. Because when you look at the report, especially from Namibia Scientific Research Commission, which look at investment in R&D or investment in research and development, you'll be able also to realize that Namibia have been lacking, like many other African countries, in research and development. That's why when it's coming to the aspect of SOEs, like we have been saying, although you have a lot of students who are studying MBA or Masters in Business Administration, some of them, they have aim of joining corporate affairs. Not many of them who are studying the challenges within corporate affairs, not many of them are studying the challenges which are causing the boardroom fights between the chairperson of boards or board of directors and also the executive, particularly chief executive officers and the management. Not all these students are studying or coming up with critical studies, particularly when it's coming to the relationship between the political structure within the village council or political structure within the municipality and also the management of those towns and cities. That's why recently, when you look at the Minister of Urban and Rural Development, you were able to see that when it's coming to the conundrum between the minister, that is Mr. Sankwasa, he's a well-known hero, who known to be cleaning up, especially when it's coming to local governance. But you'll be able to see that, especially when it's coming to city of Windhoek, there were some money that were diverted from city of Windhoek to other critical or to other local authorities with the aim of indicating that this money could be used for good use. Now the question that you need to ask yourself is that when big boys of corporate governance are fighting, when a CEO who is getting more than 200,000 per month and a minister who has political power and also other councillors from different political parties are fighting, who is suffering? Because what you need to ask yourself is that when this money is diverted to other local authority, who is going to suffer in that aspect? Because the money was supposed to be used for improvement of the lives of these people on the ground, improving the informal sector. But when you are punishing a corporate chief, when you are punishing a councillor by diverting the budget, it's not the councillor that you are punishing, but people on the ground continue to suffer. Yeah, that's why the other day I was indicating to you that, dear listeners, when you look at, for example, the situation of the city of Windhoek, the population is already beyond 500,000. That means that we are 500,000, and we are growing with not less than 3% every year, because when you look at the projection of the next 20 years or so, you will be able to understand that the population of City of Windhoek will go beyond 700,000, and with already challenges of housing, sanitation, you'll be able to realize that we have a long way to go. That's why, dear listeners, at Early Morning Scoop today, we are discussing the issues of accessing the characters and the abilities, qualities, and also what leaders can do, and also what are some of the tools which are needed in order to evaluate those who are coming to power, either it's political power, either it's corporate power, either it's power within the community. That's why the issue of a psychometric test is very important. It's something that we need to look at, and let us also be willing to change, because if we are not willing to change, if we continue to use what you have been using for the past 35 years, you will be able to realize that we will not achieve the intended result. So, dear listeners, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe, and we are here until the hour of 8 o'clock. Yeah, until the hour of 8 o'clock in the morning. And what is very interesting at this program, at this point in time, we are looking at the new ways. What can we do in order to improve Namibian development, either is economic development, either is infrastructure development, or what is very important is human development, development which is centered on human advancement, human ability of human beings to have the basic needs such as shelter, safe environment, clean water, sanitation, and also enough diet. And that is exactly what we are looking at. And at the center of the conversation for today, is a psychometric test. The psychometric test, a tool of analysis to say, if you are coming up with a committee in the village, do you only need people who make a lot of noise in the community meeting, or do you only need people who have a good surname in that community, or you need people who are tested based on their abilities to do their jobs? Because remember, when you look at the current Auditor General report, for example, which is looking at the financial performance of various institutions, whether it's offices, ministries, or agencies of government, you'll be able to realize that although people were recruited based on competency, based on qualification, there is still mismanagement of fund. Even at the State House itself, reports are there. It's not me who is saying that. You also be able to look at the report of 2024, that is indicating that there were unauthorized payment or unauthorized usage of public funds, which is beyond 130 million, then you'll be able to realize that even if we continue to cry and also continue to ask questions to say, what is that we need to do? Because there is a saying to say, if you continue doing the same thing for a very long time and expect a different result, you are not going to achieve anything. That's why today we are looking at, could it be what Professor Peters have said? Could it be that what Professor Peters have said is going to be necessary? The aspect of supplementing, human resource, evaluation, human resource interviews, human resource analysis of new candidates with a psychometric test, a test which was proven to be used especially in HR to make sure that those who are coming into a new industries are tested, and also there's also an area of improvement. So that is what we are looking at. And we are also looking at various measures. That's why we are always indicating to you that in terms of, for example, of a psychometric test, could it be that you have a better way of evaluating candidates? You have a good judgment of characters, because we cannot get it, because with data, with scientific information, you will not get it wrong. With scientific information, you will not get it wrong, and you definitely get what you want. Because looking at where we are now, Namibia is at a very critical juncture, as I have indicated. We are at a very critical juncture. We are in a, we are in an era where Namibia is number two in Africa. I mean, number two in the world in terms of, attracting foreign direct investment, and also number one in, Africa in terms of attracting foreign direct investment. Then the question that you are asking yourself is that those who are going to be fund managers, those who are going to be connectors between investors and also industries, do they have competency? Do they have a nation at heart? What evaluation mechanisms are we going to use? Is it the issue of appointment based on political parties going to assist Namibia to get where it wants to go, or is going to continue to drain Namibian resources and is going to also continue to put us in trouble? So those are the areas that we are looking at. Those are the areas that we are looking at. That's why at this platform, we are interrogating those matters. We are interrogating new invention. We are also interrogating new ways of doing things. And we are looking at what is that that can be done to supplement the current tools which are existing. So, and it's also very important, even to SME operators, even to you yourself who is running your own business, it's also very important to make sure that you evaluate yourself. You evaluate yourself. What is your strength? What is your weakness? What are some of the areas that you need to do to improve your performance? Because when you go back again to report or either on policy coherence, either on management of natural resources in Namibia, what stood out in that context, especially when it's coming to policy coherence and implementation of plans, is the aspect of lacking of data and also statistics. That's why when you listen very well and when you listen clearly to what the professor is saying, he is speaking about a scientific tool of analysis. Which means that it evaluates what you are good at and what you are not good at. And when you have those information can be used, can be studied, and also can be recorded. And when it comes to a point where you need improvement, because you cannot be good at everything, when it's coming to the point where you need improvement, then they are using those data to say, David, you are good with leadership, but you are struggling with data analysis, or you are good with data analysis, but you are struggling with conflict resolution. When you are appointed to a certain situation. Yes, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop. We are looking at the issue of recruitment, the issue of recruiting technically competent people, the issue of recruiting an individual based on the ability of a person to do the job, and also what you can do also to help a person that you are recruiting also to make sure that this person is delivering on the deliverables. Now, maybe there is somebody who is coming on the radio for the first time, or there is somebody who is just coming on the radio now. You are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe, and we just finished a conversation with a professor of psychology from University of Namibia. That is Professor Peters, who is looking at a new way of supplementing HR evaluation and also HR ways of recruitment of people. Not only recruitment of people who are good with qualifications, but recruitment of people who are very good at also delivering on organizational strategic goals and also in line with what organizations want. Now, when you are coming on the radio for the first time, when you speak about psychometric test, it's something which has to do with cognitive ability. It's something which has to do with capacity of a person, and also is something which has to do with what do you want? What do you want from an individual that you are recruiting. Now, let us put it this way. When you have somebody, for example, who went to school and have all the qualifications, the person has all the PhDs, the person has all the masters. Let me say you have a cum laude acrobat. You have a master's with all the distinctions. But there is something that you are lacking in to deliver on that deliverables. What do you need and what is this psychometric test going to help you? Now, with the government of our late president, that is Dr. Genko, and he was praised so much, even with international observers, to say he was a very good administrator. When you look at the pillars, for example, of Harambe Prosperity Plan, one of the things that he wanted to do very well is good governance. Good governance where you have somebody who can lead and also deliver on the deliverables. And when you look at that administration with much honest, you can also be able to realize that there were some levels of success and we also some level of challenges. To see with our president, with our late president Genko, may he so rest in peace. One of the things that he did, he looked at CVs of people who he appointed. Then the question that you are asking yourself is that, what is that thing that he did not do right? Or what is that thing that he needed also to improve? Now, when you are speaking on this radio, we are not here to blame anybody. And we are also not here to point fingers. But we are here to discuss issues of bread and butter. We are here to discuss issues which are going to help Namibia to reach the goals that Namibia want. Because when we look at when you look at where we are as a country, either in terms of the economy, either in terms of governance, either in terms of employment, you understand that there is a long way that we need to go through, and also what we need to achieve. Now, let me just take you a little bit back to our neighboring country, like South Africa. South Africa is one of the richest countries and one of the industrialized countries, although it's number one in terms of income inequality. One of the things and one of the scholars that we normally reference to is Prince Marshall, who was at one point a speechwriter to the President Mbeki, who indicated that there was a bit of a challenge when it comes to ANC improvement in terms of governance because of a little bit of technical incompetence. And Prince Marshall, what he is telling us is to say, for example, when South Africa got its independence, the first president democratically elected, Nelson Mandela, when he got into power, he mentioned something which is very controversial. And it's also up to you to agree with me. And you also have a democratic right also to disagree with me, especially when it's coming to competence, especially when it's coming to deliver on the deliverables. One of the things that Prince Marshall said is that Mandela being in prison for almost 30 years, he was a philosophical leader, but he was lacking technical competence. He was having moral competence, but a little bit of lacking in terms of technical competence. But what made Mandela a very good leader is that he was able to see his weakness and realize that he needed somebody who is technically competent. That's why he has to make sure that he bring Thabo Mbeki closer to him, who is known to be an intellectual and who is also known to be an internationalist, who understood structure, system, and also institution. That's why when you look at South Africa from 1994 to 2000, you'll be able to realize that these two leaders, they were working together to say, if I have moral competence, I need somebody who can complement my skills, somebody who has technical competence, who can also assist me to reach the intended goals. Now, where is the problem of South Africa started and what Namibia can learn? There is something that has been said in the School of Governance, in Corporate Governance, in Good Governance Research, and that is the issue of cadre deployment. Cadre deployment is not a bad thing, by remembering your comrade that you were together with in exile and also by giving them opportunity. But it's a very difficult situation when it comes to what you want for your country. What happened in South Africa from 1994 to 2005 there is that most of MK comrades, I'm not talking about MK, the political party, but MK, the underground structure, the military wing of ANC by then, and also ANC itself, they realized to say, let us divide ourselves. Some of you are going to parliament, some of you are going to provincial structure, and also some of you don't get the political power. We are deploying you to strategic state institutions. That is, for example, your ESCOM, your Transnet, your SABC, and many other institutions. What happened there is that it was no more a matter of, do you want to achieve the strategic goals of your institution, or do you want to give your cadre employment? That's where the issue of South Africa getting a blacked out in terms of electricity, what is known as it's not a blackout, but what is known as load shedding is coming in, because there were a bit of people who did not really know the in and out of those institutions. But now, moving forward, and in comparison to Namibia, is to say, is this also happening in Namibia, or what can we do to improve that system? On top of psychometric tests, what can we do to improve that system? And if we have to be honest enough, and also look at what Namibia want to achieve, are we going to look at people who are supporting us politically, or we are going to recruit the best people? That is the question that we need to ask. And it's not only a question of now, it's also a question that is going to define Namibia in the next 20 years. Why am I saying this? I'm saying this because when you look at the past 35 years, when you look at the SOEs, when you look at the political structure, there has been question of leadership. There have been no question of about qualification. Namibia have one of the most educated workforce. But what is that we are not doing right? What is that we did not do right? What is the contribution of intellectuals? What is the contribution of most educated people to development of the country? Now, what can we do to make sure that we improve our human capital? Because when you look at where we are now, especially looking at the issue of oil and gas, we look at the issue of green hydrogen, you also be able to realize that HR, or those who are in charge of recruitment, have a critical role to play. Because you know what they need? What they need is a strong workforce who understand and have the required skills. If not, we are still going back to the drawing board. So, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, this is Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. Today, we are interrogating the issue of what do we need to get where we want. Now, Namibia, as we are speaking now, we are at a very critical juncture. We are at a very critical juncture where we have discovered new natural resources such as oil and gas, such as green hydrogen. But our HR are aware that is much needed to award competency, to award, result-oriented, then to look at qualifications. I do not want to mention names, but we also be able to see a bit of contradiction, especially when it's coming to what scholars of good governance have been seen as corporate politics. because there's quite a very big difference between a corporate leader and a political leader. When you are bringing a politician from a political structure to a bank, for example, if this politician is not able also to understand that he's entering a new environment and is entering the banking sector with a political mind without putting on a corporate toolkit, this person is going to corrupt that institution, and this person is going also to take us backward. Now, let us stop the issue of blaming. Let us stop the issue of pointing finger. Let us look at the future. The question is that what are the main things that Namibia want? What are the main things that Namibia want? How can we integrate those who are educated but are not given opportunities? How can we do that? Number one is reskilling. Number one is reskilling, realigning, and also integrating. How do we do that? We can only do that if we have a very good tool of analysis, a very good tool of analysis, a best recruitment system that is not only recruiting the best people, but is also a recruitment system that is supporting those who need support. Because remember, everybody can be trained, everybody can be improved, but not everybody can be given a huge responsibility without an assessment. Because if that is not being done, we are still going to have a very long way to go. Now, let us look at the bigger picture. Our country's operation is not in silo. Our country's operation is not in silo. We have to make sure that when we move forward, we are also moving forward in terms of where the world is going. Then the question is, where is the world is going? The world is moving toward, for example, green energy. The world is moving toward, example of reaching the 17 sustainable developmental goals, the SDGs. And on top of that, Namibia is within Africa, where Africa also have African Agenda 2063 and its African aspiration. On top of that, we also have a regional aspiration, for example, in SADC, and we also have national aspiration. Then the question that you're asking ourselves, if you are recruiting, for example, an administrator within the Ministry of Trade, Ministry of International Relations and Trade, when you are recruiting, for example, a consultant within the Namibia Investment and Promotion Development Board, when you are recruiting a nurse, does this nurse understand where the world is going? That is number one. Does this nurse understand what value he or she is adding to Namibia health sector? Because it's only when you understand that the person you are recruiting understand where you are going and can contribute to the goals of your country.
When life gifts you a washing machine that just quit, take control with Express Credit. Borrow up to $32,000. Same day approval. Visit www.expresscredit.com.na or SMS gift to 32274.
Where you are going and can contribute to the goals of your country, where you can understand that you have an experienced person. We have a good example that we have been giving, especially with business and economic segment, to say qualification without clear goals, qualification without clear training and improvement of the weakness is equivalent to nothing. Because look at it this way. You can have a professor of economics, a professor of business administration who is teaching at a certain university, but when you are giving this person who understands business theoretical a tax shop to run, this person cannot even run a tax shop. Now, does this mean that this person is not intelligent? The person is intelligent, but there is a weakness that we are not seeing. Now, how can we improve that weakness? We can only improve that weakness if we know what we want, if we have enough data, if we have a best recruitment system. Now, you can argue with me, you can ask questions, you can give your critical criticism, you can give your constructive criticism, but the point is that in terms of recruitment and get the best out of the best who can contribute, do we really need to look at people that we know? Do we really need to look at the people that are agreeing with us, or we need to look at technocrats or technical competence? Now, let me give you a practical example. I do not have a problem with, for example, European Union, which has been a great assistant to us. It's a union that we have a good trade relation with. I do not have a problem with our developmental partners from Europe, China, and also other Western world. But what I have a problem with is the contradiction in terms of results and also what we put on the table. When you look at, for example, at since 1990, Namibia had very good projects on the ground from agricultural sector, trade, international development, food security. Namibia have also been hiring consultants who are coming outside, who are doing these plans. Then the question that we're asking ourselves is that, are these consultants experienced? Yes, they are experienced. Are these consultants tested on the ground of Namibia development? I doubt that. They are not tested based on Namibia development because it's only what is there. Why for the past 35 years you have a developmental partner from a developed country, but you're still struggling to develop? Is it maybe because that you did not test the competence of that person? Is it maybe because you did not, or you were rushing to a qualification, or you were rushing to a name? Is it that because you did not look at the cognitive ability of that person and also the aspiration of that person? And that is exactly what we are discussing. The aim of improved recruitment system, the aim of improved hiring system. And the recruitment and hiring system is not only limited to HR, it's also limited to the appointing authority. To say, when I have a consultant in terms of food security project in Namibia, do I only have this consultant because this consultant have been working with FAO? Do I only have this consultant because this consultant have been working successfully in DRC? Or did I ask, or I put this person a test to say, can you survive on the Namibian ground? So it looks sophisticated, but when you are simplifying it to a layman person, we are just saying, let us look at different methods beyond qualifications. Let us look at different methods to support the method that already been there to evaluate our system. Now, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, this is Early Morning Scoop. This is Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. Today we are looking at the recruitment system, the ability of choosing the best, the ability of not only choosing the best in terms of qualification, not only a person who can come to an interview room and say all the good rah-rah English, but the person who is aspiring and understanding the goals and objective of the country and the goals and objective of this institution. Now, where are we? Where are we, and where are we going in terms of this process? How is the structure of our NGOs in terms of recruitment? How is the structure of our private sector in terms of recruitment? And how is the structure of our public sector? You know, it's quite a very bigger project to digest for one person. I can be discussing about this thing, but I may say 40% of what it is. But it's up to you also. It's up to you also to go back and evaluate yourself. It's up to you also to go back and evaluate yourself to say, what is my contribution to the discussion which is happening at Eagle FM now? What is that one thing that I learned from the discussion which is happening at Eagle FM now? And how can I assist in terms of when maybe I want to go? Because these are the discussions that we are not going to leave. These are the discussions that we are not going to leave, because when we talk about where Namibia is in terms of ranking, when you talk about issues of food insecurity, when you talk about issues of health system, when you talk about issues of hygiene, report have indicated that it's countries which are at the edge of development, which are continue to suffering. Now, there was a time where I was discussing, and one person, and I respect that, called and argued with me, in a professional way, because there was a time I was not really to say I was criticizing BON. I was putting on a presentation to say, let's look at, for example, you have a competent people who are saving us, who are putting up measures, and they're also putting up economic defensive mode to protect our economy and to make sure Namibia is stable. Then you have, for example, a main issue of cybersecurity. You have a main issue of cybersecurity, but your priorities are not on cybersecurity. When Interpol report is indicating that Africa is losing between 3 to 4 billion every year due to cybercrime, and you have, for example, an institution which is given 20 million in 2022 by Ministry of Information Communication Technology to fight cyber or to capacitate a national cyber security system, but out of that money, 0% of that money was invested in research and development. Then the question that you are asking yourself is that, are we going to move forward, or we are going to be at a neutral, or we are going to move backward? Because what I've been saying and what we continue to say is that when a country like Namibia is experiencing domestic challenges, this does not mean that the world is going to wait for us. This does not mean that the world is going to wait for us to solve our problem. Problems of geopolitics will continue to affect us, but it's how we are going to strategically position ourselves. It's how we are going to strategically position ourselves and deal with our domestic issues, while we are also defending ourselves from external influence, defending ourselves from those challenges that we have little control over. So, it's quite a very critical issue, and it has to go beyond professional. It has to go beyond professional. It also has to go to a lower level of analysis to say, there are those who say the end justify the mean, but there are also those who say the process does not matter, it's the result. Now, is our investment in education giving us the results? Is our investment in education giving us results? Because remember, investment in human capital must reflect on what you put in the market. Investment in human capital must reflect on what you put in the market. If you have a lot of graduates in the street, we are dancing with them in the club, we are dancing with them at the bar, we are seeing them at the pavement in the street, but these are people with degrees. These are people with degrees. Then the question is that, what is that we did not do right either HR professionals or as a system itself on integrating these people into the market? For example, you can have an engineer who is trained at a certain university in Namibia, but this person does not have any skill. Are you only going to throw away this person from an interview process because the person does not have a skill? Or are you going to find an alternative way of integrating this person into the market? Because remember, as referencing the professor that we were in conversation with, one of the things that he mentioned is that when you evaluate the person, then you realize that this person is lacking some skills, then you can also find programs that can be used in order to improve this person. Now, improvement can come into different way. is either upskilling this person or reskilling this person. Do we have that in Namibia? Because remember, on Tuesday, I went to attend the master class at Global Green Hydrogen Summit, where one of the director within the Ministry of Education stated that, you know, she was so concerned. That is, Bemedari Amuya stated that, no, I'm concerned about a number of vocational training graduates that we are sending into the market, and they end up unemployed. They end up unemployed. But now we are in the system as Namibia. We are in the system and in the process of transforming some of vocational training centers into colleges so that we can elevate the levels of qualification of these people so that they can get additional training. That can look like it's a good move. Then the question that you're asking yourself is that, is the level of education going to matter in national development when you do not have competent level of evaluating those who got skills? Because you are not going to change anything, because when we are saying a combination of unemployment rate in Namibia is at 52%, when we are saying that Namibia is leading in terms of unemployment rate in SADC region, that does not mean that Namibia does not have people with degrees and a master's degree in the state. It means that although we have them, what we absorb, we are not testing it correctly. If what we are absorbing, we are testing it correctly, we could not have green schemes who are still standing. We could not have industries which are not expanding to absorb more people. We could not have teachers of entrepreneurship who cannot run a tech shop. We cannot have teachers of agriculture who are also in line of receiving a social grant, which is quite a very big embarrassment, because the initial thinking is to say, if you are an agriculturalist by profession, you must prove some basic skills of food production or contributing to food production. So then the question is, we are also coming back to the tool of analysis. What are the tools of analysis that we are using to absorb those people? Now, not to bore you with a lot of statistics, and before we come to conclude of the conversation for today, it's up to you as an ordinary Namibian to ask yourself, because the problem, the government cannot do it alone. And that has been proven not only in Namibia, not only in Singapore, not only in the US, not only in Europe, but all over the world, to say development is a collective issue. Development is a collective issue. And what is the problem? If development is a collective issue, the question we need to ask ourselves, us who are in the media, we need to ask ourselves these questions to say, apart from reporting critical issues which need improvement, what is our role in contribution of to the national development priorities? Because I was also very happy to see, especially the expression of the president of Namibia when in the reference of National Development Plan number 6, which he stated to say, fellow Namibians, developmental partners, private sector, NGOs, we must collaboratively work together, and everybody must be a catalyst of development. When everybody must be a catalyst of development, it also means that an innovator, people like Professor Peters who was talking here, people who, University of Namibia, who came up with a tool of analysis, must expand those research and must expand those tools of analysis, and must also get more funds to make sure that they add value to those systems that they bring about. And also, those systems are going to be used for good use. So, dear listeners, we are continuing with Erimony Scoop. We are looking at issues of development. We are looking at issues of a psychometric test. We are looking at issues of evaluating qualities and capacities of individuals. Qualities and capacities of individuals, because looking at our plans that we have planned for the past 30 years, like Vision 2030, we do not have a luxury of time, and we only have around just four years, maybe 3 years and 8 months to 2030. If you are calculating very well, because you don't need to calculate 2030, and you also don't need to calculate 2025 anymore. Now the question is that how are we going to reach there? How are we going to reach there? So now it's up to us. It's up to us to look at new ventures. It's up to us also to look at statistics, because numbers, they don't lie. Numbers do not lie. When these academicians are coming up with these tools, when these academicians are saying the recruitment process in Namibia must be improved, when the academicians are saying the recruitment system in Namibia must not be cater deployment, especially at a critical structure which need somebody who is an expert, we must listen. Why do we need to listen? We need to listen because we need to learn from the lessons that we fail to do. Because remember, if you read economic analysis, those who write opinion articles, those who advise at public lectures, particularly economists, they have been talking about Namibia need to add values to its natural resources. For example, Namibia need to stop selling off raw materials. It has been the order of communication. Look at from 2010. From the government of Tate Pohamba, through the government of the late Kenko, economists have been speaking. And until we came to the point where we realized that when we woke up one day, Namibia was downgraded by World Bank, or reclassified to be a lower middle income country. And with what one of the reasons being too much dependence of on exporting raw materials, and also the change of the price of diamond. Now is where we are now discussing to say, guys, let us diversify, let us add value. Yes, we cannot blame each other, but we must learn from those past to say, if an academician is speaking, he must be brought closer to those with authority and present his presentation. And he also does not mean that he's absolutely correct. But data do not lie. Data do not lie. So before we come to the end of our conversation, I want again to reference the two reports of African peer review mechanisms, especially the one on policy coherence. The one on policy coherence, which look at the case study of Namibia, Ghana, South Africa, and also Kenya. And when you look at those challenges which were identified, which is incoherence, duplication of duties, and also the need to share of statistics and insight on how to solve developmental problems, and also how to work together between policymakers and policy implementers. And also the second report on natural resource management, which look at what needs to be done in terms of natural resources, and also what needs to be done in terms of capacitating SOEs. Because this is not only a one-directed conversation. It's not only a conversation that we are leading because we are seeing mistakes, but it's a conversation which needs to awaken everybody. It's a conversation that need to be supported by everybody, and it's a conversation that need to be expanded. And us discussing these issues and also coming up with measures. And I want to agree, and also I want to to support, especially our current leaders. When you look at, for example, our Deputy Prime Minister, Minister of Industry, Mines and Energy, I was watching his speech on oil and gas when he said, the time is now when Namibia have to benefit from its natural resources or their natural resources, or the time is now where the natural resources must prove on the ground what they are doing to Namibian people. And it's also the same sentiment that he repeated at Global African Green Hydrogen Summit, which he stated that we have done enough, we have spoken enough, now it's time for action. Now it's time for action. Now, well, we only have around 8 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. When we only have around 8 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation, it is quite important. It's quite important now to reflect back, and see what have we done right and what have we done wrong, and what role can we play in identifying quality, identifying talent, and also identifying competence over political alliance. Because it has been proven, that state, like for example, state of Singapore, state of China, you look at development of even Qatar itself, when they develop their oil infrastructure, they move away from the aspect of who we know, but who can do the job. Can that be one of the solutions to the challenges that we have in Namibia? Can that also be one of the solutions also to the challenges of undelivering the deliverables in Namibia from NGO, private sector, and also public sector? If that is it, when are we going to start implementing based on statistics? And for how long are we going to go against the statistics? For how long are we going to go against the statistics? How long are we going to go against the data? And when is that right time that we are going to wake up as a country and improve moving forward? So, dear listeners, before we come to the end of our conversation, it's not all end in vain. It's not all end in vain. And we are not saying Namibia did not do anything. We are not saying Namibia did not do anything. We are saying we did what we could do, but we need to do more. And we should also continue holding ourselves accountable, evaluating ourselves, and be honest enough with a respectful manner. Be honest enough with a respectful manner. Because what we see is those who are closer to power giving wrong advice, being scared of being a little bit radical. But at the end of the day, Namibian development is going under the carpet. But if you are closer to power, if you are in an institution which is critical to Namibian development, your decision must be driven by data. Your decision must not be driven by friendship, by alliance, but what Namibians can do. So, dear listeners, we are coming to the end of our conversation. And at this juncture, like we are always saying, make sure that you listen to Eagle FM Namibia. Make sure that you share and like our page, because when you do that, you bought yourself a free luxury of getting access to economic update, getting access to economic and developmental driven discussion, and also getting access to trade data and also business related aspect. Because we are indicating to you that when you have access to economic insight, when you have access to economic intelligence, you will be that citizen, you will be that business person who's, when you are making those long-term strategic economic decisions, you are guided by data and you are guided by statistics. And numbers don't lie. If you are guided by data and statistics, which it already automatically means that the decision that you are making are going to assist you in the future, and it's also going to be easy for you to avoid making unnecessary mistakes. And also to improve yourself when you come to a conversation, when you come to the boardroom, when you come to a pitch, when you come to a discussion on developmental affairs, you are not only going to be that person who is just saying yes, yes, or yeah in the conversation, but the three, somebody who has content, somebody who expand your research, and also somebody who can able to contribute positively to the development and upgrading of Namibia. So the other thing, do not forget to subscribe, like, and download the Villager newspaper, because that is your economic paper. That is your economic paper where we are only focusing on developmental issue. We are only focusing on issues of bread and butter. We are only focusing on the village, on issues of food security. So that's why make the Villager newspaper as part of your sources of information, as part of your sources of reference. Because we are always saying, you know, if you are a student of governance, if you are somebody who is interested in development, if you are a developmental enthusiast, if you are a student of international trade, student of international relations, if you are a student of economics, and you are academicians, make sure that when you are doing your research paper, when you are doing your studies, the Villager newspaper must be part of your fundamental point of departure when you are doing your research and expanding your knowledge. Because when you're in academia, for example, when you're doing your postgraduate qualification, there is always an aspect to say you must be up to date with sources, updates, up to date sources, and also current sources on affairs that you are researching. So when you use the Villager newspaper as part of your sources of information, not only your sources of reference, but that is where also you are going to get content of reports that you are presenting, and you are going to track down those sources of information, and you can also use them to make sure that you improve your content, and also you improve the results of your studies. Because at the end of the day, we must go beyond basic discussions. We must go beyond the discussion of who is driving a best car, who is own a house in a certain suburb in town. But we must go at discussions which are relevant to international development, and we must go at a discussion which can be able to improve our life. So I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Michael Choveri with Unpacking the Day. That's why we are always indicating to you that stay tuned, because we are here, and this is your conversation, and you can also be able to contribute. You can be able to ask questions. You can be able also to give your criticism, because it's not always important to make sure that you agree with every discussion which is here. Because we understand that with your view, with your opinions, that is how we build the institution. You don't need to agree with everything, but if you can, you can be somebody who did more research about the topic that we are discussing about. You can be somebody maybe who wrote 5 books about the topics that we are discussing about. But your opinions and views matter, because we have a very good understanding to say.
Hello, Namibia. The NSA is conducting the Household Income and Expenditure Main Survey from the 28th of April 2025 to the 22nd of April 2026. Our officials in NSA uniforms, IDs and branded vehicles will visit selected households in all 14 regions. Hashtag Your Data Matters.
Matters, because we have a very good understanding to say, institutions, countries are not built by only people who agree, but people who disagree professionally and find the better and smart way of solving problems. So, from me, David Shombe, thank you for listening to Early Morning Scoop, and bye-bye for now. See you next time.